It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. But trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday. Know what I'm getting. Can't reserve the time that that's where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in some sickness and dependence. And my attitude so chill and so crazy. And my designer suits I make just so crazy.
Welcome to another Tuesday evening. I'm from the basement to the boardroom with your host, Brian Shubin, on the Survival Radio Network. You know, this is crazy, man. This is crazy how we had another Tuesday already. So, you know, definitely, you know, we got a groove with our boy Neo because that champagne life, you know, we actually lived that champagne life in 2012, but 2013 going to be on a whole nother level. So, you know, make sure that y'all, well, actually, you know what, 2013, we might just get rid of Neo, because what I want to do is I want to start highlighting and profiling these independent artists, you know, that have some music and get them. Neo doing his thing, you know, he got his money, he got his songs out there, so we want to get some of these independent people songs out. So if you know of anybody that have music, you know, that's looking to showcase some of the music, definitely have them get in touch with me. Because I think that's what we're going to be looking to do for the new year. So hope everybody's doing well tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for logging on. You know, tonight's going to be a great night as usual. You know, I'm always excited about Tuesday. You know, this is great, man, because we get an opportunity not only to just give some information, but we get an opportunity to let some people get their business out there so people can know what you're doing and support your business and help you grow, you know, so we can have a widespread, you know, community of entrepreneurs, both old and new entrepreneurs, man. And that's what it's about, really. And that's what it's going to have to come to, really, about entrepreneurship, because that's the only way that we're really going to survive. You know, it's through entrepreneurship. So that's why we do the show. So, you know, definitely appreciate y'all for listening in. With the days, let me talk about these days, man. I mean, the weather has been beautiful. It makes you want to go out and just make money. You know, so you have no excuse not to get out. You know, you can't say it's raining. You can't say that it's cold. You can't say that it's snowing, at least not in the south. So you have no excuse, and you know I got to hit y'all every week with the same thing. People, it is December the 4th. December 4th. And big shout out to Jay-Z for his birthday. Happy birthday, Jigga. you know, I know you're getting it in. So I'll meet you on the island a little later. You know, we're going to get it in all weekend. You know, so, but yeah, but one thing, it's December 4th, y'all, and I keep telling you, you got to get it together now because time waits for no one. You know, so we're almost at the end of the year. You know, and right now, like I told you, it's almost too late for this year. So you got to be proactive for next year. So with your taxes, with your businesses, you know, all of those things, make sure that you be proactive and start now. You know, don't wait till the new year. If you wait till the new year, you're almost losing a whole month that you could have started, whatever you're doing, you know, especially with your finances. You know, who want to wait a month to get their finances together? Who want to wait a month to get their taxes together? You get it now. You get it now. Because the thing is that the faster you get it together, the faster you see your returns. And if you don't like no returns on your money, then you probably don't need to be listening to this show. You know, so let's get it together now. You know, definitely spread the word about my show, From the Basement to the Boardroom, every Tuesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. You know, but not only that, you know, the network, the Survival Radio Network, we're doing big things across the board. So definitely need your support. Definitely need your support. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you a few tips about some year-ending things that you need to do with your taxes to start getting ready for the new year, some tips that you can do to maximize your taxes for next year. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with that information.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
All right, y'all, we're back. And I love that commercial. That's a beautiful commercial. Whoever that company is, L&B Tax Service, I think y'all might want to do some business with them because they sound like they have it going on. So y'all might want to just give them a call. And just so happen I have the number, 678-213-1141. 678-213-1141 is their number. And their website, once again, and that's only because I just heard that lovely commercial, the website is www.lbtaxservice.com. Definitely check them out, y'all. They've been in business over 15 years, and if you're an entrepreneur, you know, they specialize in entrepreneurs, but they help individuals. It does not matter. You know, that's what they're there for. So big shout out to L&B Tax Service for doing it for over 15 years. All right. So with that being said, what we want to do is really start getting you in position for next year, because some of y'all, especially if you have a job right now, you know, if you're doing your job and you're doing your business, you actually have ways that you can maximize, and even if you're just doing your business. But some of the things that you want to consider, you know, that can be helpful for you for next year, and this is things that you're going to probably do anyway. You're going to probably do these things anyway. So what we want to do is actually show you how to make it beneficial for you for next year. The first thing that you want to consider is if you're actually looking to receive any type of money, any bonuses, you know, any extra money at the job that you're going to get, and you don't want that to go on this year's taxes, defer it to January 1st of next year. So if it goes to January 1st of next year, you have a whole year to plan for what you're going to do with that money, or how you can offset it, or what tax breaks you need. But if you get it at any time in December, any bonuses, any commissions, anything like that, if you get it any time, even if it's December 31st, it will have to be reported on your 2012 taxes, which can change your tax situation considerably. which can bring you to a new tax bracket, is going to give you additional taxable income. And the bad part about that is that you didn't prepare for that. You wasn't proactive in preparing for this additional money. So if you have the option to get a bonus or a commission right at the beginning of next year, I would recommend you do so. Because you're still going to get taxed on it regardless. You're still going to have to pay taxes on it. It's still going to move you into a new tax bracket. You know, it's still going to be additional money. But the thing is, now that gives you a whole year to come up with a strategy to offset that money to where it may not hurt you financially, you know, as a tax liability at the end of the year. So, you know, definitely keep that in consideration. Also, with deferring some money, it may be things that you know that your situation is going to change next year. You know, it may be situations where you may change next year. So if you have an opportunity to get money in 2012, you know, for any type of tax plan or to retire or anything like that, you may want to get that money this year because you may know that you're selling your house next year. You may know that one of your dependents you will not claim next year. So if you're not going to claim a dependent because they didn't start their own job, or if you have split custody, or if they're going away to school and they're going to file their own taxes, or you know that your house is going to be sold next year, if you're going to be moving out your house and you're not going to have those deductions for next year, you might want to see if you can get that money right now this year before the year's out, as opposed to waiting for the first part of next year. So if they're going to give you any type of bonus, commissions, any money, even that may even lie for individuals, for businesses, that if individuals are going to pay you for a job you did and they may do a net 30, ask them, is it possible that they can postmark that or pay you in 2012 so you don't have to have that additional income which can affect you for next year, and vice versa. If you see that it's going to be a better situation for you to have that money for next year, ask them, can they hold that money until next year? So that's some strategies when it comes to deferring or accelerating some income. You know, and believe me, these things can play big dividends on your taxes. So you definitely want to make sure that you take advantage of that. Another big thing that you have to consider is itemized deductions. Now, you may need your tax break right now for this upcoming tax season. And if you do, what I would recommend that you do is, if you donate anything to charity, you're giving any money to any type of charitable organization, and it can be, you know, it don't just have to be Goodwill and Salvation Army, but anybody that you give on a regular basis, maybe, and you know that you give them every month, you might want to accelerate, or not give your January amount, but give it in December, double up in December, right before December 31st, you know, so it won't be a financial strain on you. And what happens is all of that money will go towards your 2012 taxes because you may need all of those deductions for this year. So itemized deductions can be very important. And some of the things is with itemized deductions that you want to consider is, once again, your charitable donations. So anything that you give to charity, you know, is considered a write-off. And I ain't talking about your family members. I know we all got some charity family members. We got charity friends. That is not a tax write-off. Also, your tithing. Your tithing offering. Those things are tax deductible. So what you want to do is think about your situation, you know, how it's going to be for this year, and what's going to possibly happen next year. And you want to make a decision on, well, maybe, you know what, instead of the tithing I was going to do in January, or the first week in January, I'm going to make that at the end of December. I'll double up, which will give you a significant tax break. Another thing that can be extremely big are medical expenses. Medical expenses is something that can be extremely big, you know, because if you're paying for medical expenses out of pocket, that is a tax write-off. You know, I mean, from co-pays to insurance premiums to deductibles, all of those things, is tax deductible. Now, you know, it's somewhat of a catch to it. The government gonna give you some love, but not a whole lot. But it has to be with your medical expenses. It has to be more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So it can help you, but that's why it's going to be significant that you keep up with everything that you pay out of pocket. Because if you got major surgery that you're doing, those things can add up quickly. And you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of every single deduction that you can get. And if you know that you got to do a procedure or you have to do something, a doctor's visit, actually at the first part of the year, same rule applies. You might want to do that the last week of December. If you know you had an appointment that you had to do in the last week of December and you need to shift that money to the first part of January because your situation is going to change next year, take that into consideration, because it can be very significant on what happens with your taxes. You know, so those things basically from a personal side can definitely help you. The next big thing is we got so many people now, so many people that's going back to school. You know, now we're getting to the point where we got kids that's going back to school or going to school. That's one of the best deductions out there. So if you're going back to school, your spouse is going back to school, you have kids that's in college, and when I say school, I mean college. So the college tuition, books, supplies, and certain fees for all of that can be deductible. And the beautiful thing about the education expense right now with the American Opportunity credit, for your first 4 years of school, you actually get a credit of $2,500. Which $1,000 of that can actually be refundable. So that means you can get $1,000 back on your tax refund for being in school and paying tuition out of pocket, paying for books out of pocket. And that could be significant. So once again, you want to consider, all right, do I need as many tax breaks as I can that I can get this year? So if it's a situation of paying your tuition, you may want to pay that in advance. So even if you're not going to school in January, you might want to make the payment in December. So in 2012, you'll have that deduction. Because in 2013, you may not need as much of that deduction for whatever reason. So you have to definitely make sure that you consider those things. All right. And last but not least, for my business owners, if you're a business owner, you want to go out now. You know you're going to have to get a printer. You know you're going to have to get a copier. You know you need computers. You need all of those things. So even if you're an existing business and you know you're going to upgrade and you're going to update some of your stuff, but you want that deduction in 2013, you probably want to go and purchase it now before the year is out. Because if you knew in January you're going to get a new computer, you're going to get a new laptop, go ahead and do it now and take that deduction for next year, because starting January 1st, once you take it, that means you have a whole year now before you can do anything with it. And your situation could change for whatever way in 2013 to where that deduction may not maximize your taxes. But if you know that you need it for 2012, I would advise you to get as much equipment as you could in the year of 2012, so you can use it starting next month when you file your taxes. But if you say, well, you know what, this year was a tough year. This was a tough year for me. I didn't make as much as I wanted to. Things didn't go as planned. You know, you may not need as many deductions. If you don't need as many deductions, then you will wait till the first of the year to make that purchase, because next year is going to be a much better year. You're going to need as many write-offs as you can get. And so you want to take that in consideration. All right, y'all, as always, you know, I just always want to give you a little something to work with. You know, a little something to work with. You know, we only get an hour to do this show, so we can only go into so much, but it's so much more out there. You know, and if you read my book, you know, it's a small book, but it has a lot of information in it, a lot of great information. You know, so I definitely want to encourage you to take heed to these notes. If you have additional questions or concerns, definitely feel free, you know, to friend me on Facebook or shoot me a request or something on Facebook, and we can answer your question regarding Facebook, or you can email me at taxman1m@AOL, or you can give us a call at 678-213-1141. You know, and we'll be more than happy to go into full detail with everything we talked about and any other questions or concerns that you may have, because that's why we're here. But the thing is, you got to be proactive with it. You got to start it now, people. You know, and if your desire is to be rich or wealthy, create habits that's going to, you know, allow you to be rich or wealthy. And wealthy people are very proactive people. You know, so definitely take that in consideration. We got some great, great guests. You know, I'm always excited whenever I got guests that I deal with personally. I know that's doing good business, got good product, good service. I love interviewing and allowing them to get their information out there. You know, so we're going to take another short break. And after the break, we're going to come back with my man, Kevin from Granny's. And let me tell you, if you hadn't eaten Granny's food yet, all right, you're missing out. So we'll talk to you in a minute.
Pick up your copy of Running with Blinders, the Top 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses, written by author Brian Joubert, who has over 20 years of experience in business consulting. Running with Blinders is a full resource guide that will motivate, educate, and inspire everyone who reads this book. Filled with expert advice to avoid pitfalls, this book is a must-have for everyone who really wants to be successful. On sale now for only $12.95. Visit lbtaxservice.com. Purchase your copy of Running with Blinders, the Top 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses, and get started creating long-term business success.
Wow, man, I don't know. That was another great commercial. I don't know. So whoever wrote that book, they definitely sound like they know what they're talking about. If I was y'all, I would go out and purchase Running with Blinders. You know, the top 17 mistakes of small businesses, yeah, I would definitely have to have that. So I encourage y'all to definitely get with that fella or go on the website and purchase that book. I think it's a great investment. You know, and I don't typically endorse a whole lot of people, but I think that was a good endorsement, though. All right, y'all, so before I get into my man, you know, I just want to tell y'all about an event coming up Thursday. L&B Tax Service, along with Urban Professionals and a couple of other companies, German Entertainment, A.H. Hill Entertainment, we actually got a networking event. It's a mix and mingle, you know, but it's with a purpose. We actually raising toys for tots. So it's Thursday at 200 Peachtree from 6 to 10, so we won't keep y'all too late, this Thursday, December 6th. Great event, great networking. $10 to get in. $15 if you don't have a toy. Well, $10 with a toy. And next break, I'll have the website for you where you can go and pre-purchase your ticket. But we would love to have you come out and support, meet other businesses, meet other great people, but then also support a great cause. So this Thursday from 6 to 10, 200 Peachtree Street. All right. On the line now, I got my man Kevin, and like I said, I've worked with Kevin on several occasions. He never let me down. So, you know, I tell people I ain't gonna lie for nobody. So, you know, Kevin, are you with me?
How you doing, Brother Brian?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Nah, man, thanks for coming, man. Actually, yo, this has been long overdue, though. We should have been got you out here, because, you know, a lot of these listeners, though, definitely need your food. You know, we got over 250,000 listeners. Well, that was as of last week. You know, and we're on a push to get to a million. So, you know, no telling where we're at right now. And these folks should have been hearing about Granny's a long time ago, man. So
that's okay.
Coming out.
We're in it for the long haul. But first of all, I want to thank you for enlightening us about this tax stuff that's going on, and I was really intrigued by the information that you've freely given out. It's some good stuff, man, so I really wanted to applaud you for that. So,
all right, man, I appreciate that.
Putting out.
I'm just doing what I was blessed to do, man. So I appreciate y'all tuning in.
Okay.
All right, man. So let us know a little bit about who is Kevin and let us know a little bit about Granny.
Well, I mean, it's not much to it, Kevin. Just, you know, old country boy from Mississippi that had some big ideas, you know, came out here to Georgia, been out here for about most of my adult life now, grinding it out with the corporate companies and just decided that, you know, that really wasn't, you know, the end for me. So I got in there and learned everything that I could learn with the mindset of, you know, doing my own thing. You know, I didn't really have a time frame at the time, but when the time presented itself, I was well prepared because, you know, my work ethic, working with these people, other folks, and I just decided to step out there and do my own thing, B. I basically, you know, in a nutshell, that's what it is. You know, I just decided that, you know, my quality of life, I wanted to make the money I wanted to make. I wanted to be responsible for my own, you know, raises, how much money I wanted. I didn't want to be, you know, pigeonholed or had a glass ceiling or whatever. I just wanted to do my own thing. So I just stepped out there.
Oh, man, you know, I love hearing that. I love hearing that. Hey, let me ask you, with Granny's, if somebody was to ask you, if they would say, well, what is Granny's, how would you describe Granny's?
Well, what I say is Granny's is my thing. I say 601 tradition. It really is basically how I was brought up, how I was raised for as food. You know, when the way I was brought up, food was not just about eating. It was about a communion and fellowship. That's what we sat at the table. We talked about a lot of different things, and the food was like medicine to our souls. You know what I'm saying? So, and we didn't have a whole lot, but what was put into it, it just healed you. And that carried with me, like, you know, on Sunday, like we always do. We always have a big dinner on Sunday. It ain't just about the eating. It is about the fellowship. And so with Granny's, that's what we do, man. We put a lot of love in what we do. You know, it's not just come to the trough and graze like a lot of places, man. We put a lot of love in what we do. We love what we do. We try to keep it healthy. You know, a lot of our people suffering from, you know, hypertension, diabetes. So we try to be very careful how we season our food, using smoked turkey and things of that nature for the most part. And just trying to do it the right way, you know, and granted, so, that's what it's all about.
Come on, man. But you know they got people that you know, I'm going to Granny Soul Food, man. I got to have some fatbacks in my greens. How you going to not have fatbacks in my greens? And I'm going to a soul food restaurant. What that's all about?
Well, what it's all about is it's about life, and it's about living healthy, and you still can get good taste. You just have to come out and try it because, you know, I was brought up on that stuff too, but it's a new day. So, but if you come out and try it, you'll realize that you probably won't even miss it. The fat back in the pork and that type of thing. Just come out and try it, and we season it very well, and it's just better for you. You know, I want my people to live, and I don't feel good just giving people just anything. You know, I'm not in it for that. You know, I love what I do, and I want to see people be well, and it's got a lot to do with what we eat, you know, and that's why we're not prepared, and that's why we procrastinate because we're putting bad things in our bodies. And so I just want to do my part in helping in that, you know.
So you're saying
that's the way I go.
You saying you cook with a conscience. Well, you know,
yeah,
man, you know, I love that. You know, with me not eating beef or pork in almost 20 years, you know, I feel good. I can walk in there and grab anything that's in there that, you know, any of your vegetables, anything, and don't have to worry about that because it still somewhat amazes me, man, some of the places I go to that, I mean, you know, in this day and time where people are changing their diets and, you know, eating a little bit more healthy, some places still be 100% pork, man, and, you know, and so I commend you for not feeding into that and not feeding into what society thinks is going to be better, you know, and you know, and that takes a big step, you know, but it works for you. So I definitely commend you for that.
Yes, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. And in the long run, if you eat at my place of business over a period of time, you will realize a difference. You know, I put no pork in none of my vegetables. I have no canned food. Everything is fresh. We shop at the market daily. I go personally hand-pick the vegetables that I'm feeding to my customers. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a responsibility for the customer. So I'm hands-on. I go in there and I make sure the collard greens is the way I want them to be. You know, I got to make sure the yams are right. So we're in that hands-on. We're peeling, we're chopping, we're washing, we're cleaning. We're taking care of you, you know. We're just not just putting anything out there for you guys. So, and that's rare these days because a lot of people looking at the bottom line, which, and you in business, you got to, but also you still got to put a little more love in what you do. And that's my philosophy, and it has worked for me for the last 8 years. And that's what we plan on continuing doing.
All right, everyone. If you're just tuning in, if you're just calling in, you're listening to From the Basement to the Boardroom with your host, Brian Jubert, on Survival Radio Network. Right now we got my man Kevin of Granny Soul Food Restaurant, you know, and he's just giving us the tips on how he do it, how he make it right. Now, one thing is everybody have a story about how they started cooking. You know, their grandmother, their mother used to cook, they used to watch, they was forced to cook. What's your story? What's your story? How you become such a great cook?
Well, honestly speaking, you know, I'm from Mississippi, a place where everybody can cook. In my family, they consider me not to even be a cook, you know. But when I came to Georgia and I got exposed to some of the food that people was calling great, and I said to myself, I was like, well, where I'm from, this is just mediocre. I can do this, and I'm not really that great of a cook. So it really kind of encouraged me that I could bring something out here that, you know, people would enjoy. So I started thinking about it because I was leaning towards, you know, engineering industry at one time. And I started, and I was in the food industry corporate, and I just decided, look, hey, I can cook this. I'm going to bring some 601 traditions to Georgia. And that's what I call it, 601. Yeah, that's my area code in Mississippi. So, and I just decided to give it a shot. You know, I prayed on that thing, man, and just stepped out there, and it was right for me. And so we've just been rolling ever since, B.
Right.
We're excited. We're excited.
Do you have a specialty that you know, some people say, oh, you got to come in and taste Maria's, and you got to come in and taste this. Do you have a specialty?
I do not have a specialty because everything is great. I know it sounds cliches, but everything is great, man. Everything from my chicken and dumplings to the baked chicken, the baked turkey, the meatloaf, my collard greens, my cabbage, my yams, broccoli rice, casserole, mac and cheese, rutabagas. What can you get rutabagas at in Georgia? You know, I mean, we do it all. And my grill is hardwood smoked. We got sweet potato cobbler, homemade cakes, red velvet, caramel cakes, 7-Up pound cakes. You know, chocolate cake, everything from scratch, man. And we do it all well. I don't put anything on the menu that I don't feel 100 about. So, I mean, it's all good. You know, every day you come in, you're going to be able to choose from a turkey, as far as the meat goes. You're going to be able to choose from a beef if you like. We do cook pork as a meat, but not in the vegetable. So you're always going to get a choice between chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. You know, you get a choice in your meat. And that's every day. You know, we run 8 different meats every day, about 13 different vegetables every day, 3 or 4 desserts every day, man. We're just having a good time. So you just need to come check us out. I mean, it's a small place, but we pack a big punch.
Yes. All right, yeah, and y'all don't need no menu. He done broke down the whole menu for you. You know, so you don't need no menu. If you got that, then you know the whole menu. And he, like you said, he caters to everybody. And, you know, the one thing I love about it, man, and I always make when I do my seminars and I talk to people and I talk about business in the industry, you know, like you said, you've been doing this 7-8 years now, you know, strong, man, you know, and I always say the reason why you didn't got to all of these years because you understand the concept. Not anybody can cook, but can't everybody run a business? So you got a lot of people that can cook, But then when they try to open up a restaurant, that restaurant fails in 6 months because they don't understand the aspects of business. And I think you do, you know, and that's why you have been successful. You get it. I think in the first law of my book, my mistakes, of the top 17 mistakes, and I say that the first mistake is not understanding the value of customer service. And I think that's why you've been successful, because you understand the value of customer service. You know, so y'all, and anybody that know me, I don't give a hoot about how good your food is. If you don't have good customer service and good people skills, then I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. And I think that's what makes Granny's so great. You know, and I think, and I was going to get into what separates you, but I'm going to even talk about what I think separates you, and that's it. Not only do you have great products, you're very consistent, and you got great customer service, man. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate you. And like I said, it's going to keep continuing to grow because you're doing all of the right things.
Yeah. And, B, one last thing before you let me go, man. I would like to say for your listeners out there, the people that's on the ground floor, no matter where you are, no matter what industry you're in, I mean, if you're not making the money you think you deserve to make, and you're probably not if you're working for someone, but learn everything you can. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take a day for granted. I mean, you work, you bust your hump, and learn everything you can because, I mean, you're setting yourself up for your opportunity. And so when it comes there, you prepare. And a lot of times you say you want, but you're not prepared when the opportunity presents itself. So each day you get up and you leave your house and you're on the way to that job, learn something new. I mean, you know, learn the X's and O's of the game so when your time comes, you're ready. Like you said, anybody can cook. But do you understand food costing? Do you understand labor costing? Do you understand these things? So that's very important if you ever want to take it to another level, our ownership. So I just want everybody to know if you're washing dishes, if you're scrubbing the floor, whatever you're doing, I started out like that. You know, but just learn. And then when you make yourself valuable, people are going to want to keep you around. And when they want to keep you around, you just put your nose in there and just keep learning, and your time going to come. And that's what I like to share with the people. I like to leave that out there.
All right, man. Well, I just found my replacement host in the future. If I need somebody to run the show, I think you said a mouthful right there. So if I ever can't make it, I know who to call on. But, all right, before I let you go, though, Kev, how could someone get in touch with you? Because he does catering. And if you've been to my Mardi Gras ball, my client appreciation party, the cookout, that's the man who did my food. So you tasted the food, you know, and so you already know what you're working with. So he does catering as well. So let people know how can they get some of those great turkey necks or either utilize your service.
Oh, yeah. Well, just look up Granny Soul Food. Or, you know, just give us a call at, you know, the number, if you'll put it out there for me, Brian, 678-398-1005. You can, you know, say that again. But just look up Granny Soul Food and call us. No catering is too small. None is too big. I customize whatever you like. And I don't break the pocketbook. So just look us up. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right, Brother Kev, we appreciate you, man. We definitely appreciate you coming on the show, but not only that, but giving people insight of what you do, how you do it, and what makes you good at it, and also the information you gave out. So we definitely appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, man.
All right, man, you definitely have a good evening, and, you know, we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, good evening.
All right, y'all got it straight from my man Kevin. Like I said, I've dealt with Kevin personally, you know, so I know everything he's talking about, the love and the food. And as I always tell y'all, you know, I'm not going to deal with you if you're not good people. And that's the thing I love about him as well as a lot of other guests. You know, he's good people. So not only is he doing good business, you know, you can trust him. You don't have to worry about if he's getting over, if he's charging too much, you know, those type of things. So, you know, once again, you know, kudos to Kev, and, you know, we're going to keep working with him, and y'all going to taste his food because when y'all come to my event, that's my man, you know, so definitely. All right. Actually, we're not going to go to a commercial break because I want to get this young lady on. I'm going to give you a quick lineup. Like I keep telling you, if you're tuning in just now, you're listening to From the Basement to the Boardroom with your host, Brian Joubert, and on the Survival Radio Network. You know, and so when I talk about the Survival Radio Network, I'm just a small piece to a big puzzle. You know, and this thing is really, really getting big. And shout out to Mr. Clark Garrison for putting it together. You know, so on Sunday, you know, at 4 o'clock, you have the conversation with Clark. On Mondays, you have the setup with Chloe. You know, on Monday evening at 7, you have Let's Talk Politics. And like I tell you, even though President Obama's back in office, it's not over with. On Tuesdays at 7 p.m., we have the Free Life. At 8:30 on Tuesdays, you have me from the basement to the boardroom. And then make sure that you stay tuned. After my show at 10 o'clock, you have Envision Radio Wednesday. You have the conversation with Clark and Gail. Thursdays at noon, Emerge Today. Thursdays at 9 p.m., you have Village Creative Radio for my jazz head. Fridays, Illuminating the Dark Field. And then Saturday, Anti-Robot Radio at 7 p.m. So we got a full network for you of people giving you good information, good guests, good shows. You know, so you have no excuse not to be informed. So once again, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. You know, and I want to bring this young lady on. A couple of weeks I did my show live from New Orleans, and I met this young lady, and I love people that actually love business. You know, and she came and she did a small segment on the show at the time when we did something live. But I said, you know what, I got to get on her for at least a full segment. So, Ms. Sneaker Kennedy, are you with me?
Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I am well. I am well. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. No, no. But if anybody else, like I said, and that's the crazy thing, and I always say it, you know, and it was funny because I was at the Black Enterprise Conference last year, and Earl Graves, well, Butch Graves, the son, he was talking on stage, and he said, you know, people come up to him all the time and want to know what they can do to better their business, what they can do to get in Black Enterprise. He said, but the problem is people always come to him when he's in the bathroom or when he's talking to other people. You know, and he's like, that is not the right time, people. He said, that's not the right time. He said, if you really want to talk to me, he said, shoot me an email, call me or something. He said, but I can talk to 100 people and 2%. 2% will probably follow up with me. He said, and it's unfortunate. And the crazy thing is, and that's why I was so excited when you reached out to me, because I was really testing that night when we interviewed probably over 10 people, and the next day you got with me. And I was very excited about that because I knew you were serious about what you're doing. You know, and that shows a lot in a person. You know, so I commend you for that, and thank you for being that type of person.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Tamika Kennedy and tell us a little bit about Halo's Sweet Day Spa.
I'm Tamika Kennedy from New Orleans. I've been a massage therapist for 7 years now. When I became a massage therapist, of course, wanting a day spa and wanted to become a business owner was a dream of mine. So I worked for a couple of day spas throughout the city, and I got with my business partner, and I decided to come on, you know, decided to make my dream a reality of opening a day spa, and that's how Halo Suites Day Spa became reality. Halo Suites Day Spa, we started off doing mobile spa. We were doing mobile spa parties throughout the city. Then we decided to become stationary. We've been stationary 3 months now. And at Halo Suites Day Spa, we offer a list of services. We have massages. We offer couples massages, facials, full body waxes, makeup applications, and lash extensions. And we still offer spa parties and also doing corporate chair massages.
Yeah, but let me tell you, it's a whole lot that y'all don't offer, though, because when I went to the website and I did some research, I was like, well, no, what? They cover the full gamut. You know, they cover the full gamut of services. And so did you see that in the picture when you initially started to be able to cover every aspect of it? Or did you think, well, you know what, I might need to start small and then we may need to kind of grow into that?
Yes, we did need to start small and then grow into it because we are a new spa and we have to grow. So by starting off small, we're eventually going to other realms of spa aspects. So I did just want to start off small and then grow with the business.
Wow. And the one thing that I like that you guys put out there, though, I was like, that's, and no one, and it's very, very appropriate that you put it out there, spa etiquette.
Yes.
Because I think people basically they undervalue that so much, and it was so funny because probably a few weeks ago, I actually went to get a massage, and I was in what they call, I guess, a little waiting room, and I mean this lady was handling full business on the phone, you know, in the room talking loud, you know, and normally they'll come in there and they'll shush you, I'll tell you, you got to be off the phone, but I mean. And everybody in there was, you know, and you could tell people was a little frustrated with it because people was looking at each other like, you know, really? And nobody came in there until about 5 or 6 minutes later, one of the managers came in. You know, and I'm like, that show takes a whole lot out of the whole relaxation process. You know, so when I saw y'all had the on your website, the spa etiquette, I found that to be, you know, amusing but very smart. You know, so I definitely... All right. So is there a particular massage that you guys don't offer? You know, I know you're young in business, but you're long in experience. So is there a particular massage that you don't offer? Because I just recently realized it was so many different types of massages.
Yes, we do not offer forehand massage, but we don't offer more of the Tibetan massages, which is the massages where you're being tapped on by your feet. There are many different types of massages. Some of them can be incorporated, but we just haven't incorporated. We kind of stayed with more of the basic as far as the Swedish massage, the deep tissue massage, couples massage, and hot stone massage.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't moved into that hot stone massage yet. I think I watched the episode of Big Mama. And I saw that those hot stones, and so I don't know, that might scare me off a little bit. So I don't know about the hot stones yet, though.
The hot stones is a great massage. It's not too hot where it cannot go on to the skin. So it's at a temperature where the mattress can hold them, and you can also have a relaxing rock on your back.
Okay. Yeah, and one of the things, like I said, after talking with you a couple of times, you're the type of person that I definitely admire, and I'm proud of the fact that you stepped out on faith and you're doing your own business first of all, and then you took it a step further and actually got a storefront where you're not doing a mobile anyway, and that takes a lot of guts in this day and time because I consider your particular industry. The spa industry is a disposable income industry. Do you find that because the economy is taking a little hit, that it is more of a strain for people to come out and get those type of things because disposable income may not be there? Or on the flip side of that, because right now things have been so tight and bad, people, they have to get out and release their mind and release their body and relax and, you know, and just kind of be stress-free. So I guess it can go both ways. What have you seen over the last, I guess, couple of years?
Definitely, it can go both ways. But that's why you have to educate the client. You have to educate the client and let them know the reason of getting a massage. It is a luxury to some, but it's a relaxation mechanism for another. It's a preventive measure for some. So if you educate the client and let them know how great a massage can help them to relax, to reduce tension, then they will want to come back. They will find the means in their pocket to come back and get a massage. As we know, that stress is the number one killer in people today. So if you let them know how massage can reduce that stress, can reduce certain, reduce other areas that can lead to different diseases and stuff like that. So you just have to really educate the client and let them know that there is a science behind massage. It's just not a luxury. There's a mechanism behind massage. So if you educate them real well, they'll find the means to want to come back in addition to you making them feel good.
Okay, yeah, because that would have probably been one of my, you know, my things if I was to get in the industry. I would think with the, you know, and that's why it's so important. It's so important. And like I said, for the individuals who purchased and read my book, I'm not going to just say purchase because a lot of people have purchased. But I need y'all to read the book as well because it's some great information between the front cover and the back cover. You know, so I just need you to go out there. But one of the things that I talk about is not knowing your industry. You know, and that's what separates individuals from being successful and businesses not failing. Like you know, I just made the comment that with the economy the way it is, because I don't know your industry like you do. So to me, that would have been like, oh, no, that might be a risk to try to get a spa because people just don't have money the way they have it. But like you said, you know your industry, and you know the effects and all of the things that can help, you know, be helped by having a massage, because you just educated me, and I'm pretty sure you educated a lot of the listeners just now when you talked about how massages can actually prevent certain diseases and, you know, things to that extent. So it's very important that you know that particular part of the industry because it helps you make the informed decision that you did to start your business. So that's why that is so important, people. You know, and I think she kind of answered that question for you. So for the people that's been out there thinking about what should I do and because the economy is bad, once again, this speaker basically gave it to you in a nutshell. Know your industry. And you know if people will come, you'll know if people will come or they'll keep coming. All right. One of the things that I like to see basically in entrepreneurs is, and like I say, you're 3 months in the game with your business as a storefront. And you've been doing this for 7 years, though. But how important is it for you to still get out there and network? Because you probably already, you know, you're 7 years, you've had a client base already, so you don't need to get out there, right?
No, you do need to go out there. It's very important. Networking is very, very important because you never know how it will benefit you or someone else when you're doing networking. Networking is very important. I did the prime example. I did a networking event with you, Brian, and I met you. I actually purchased your book, Running with Blinders on the 17 Mistakes of Small Businesses. It's a great book. And had I never did that networking event, I wouldn't have never met you, and I wouldn't have purchased this amazing, very informative book. So networking is always a plus. It doesn't matter if you've been in the game 7 months, 7 years, 17 years, you still can learn new things. You can learn from different people or someone can learn from you.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the thing. And like I said, I wanted to put that out because, you know, all those things really impressed me with you is the fact that, like, so you've been doing this a year for time, but you still get out there to grow your business. You still, you know, move forward. And I think that's the key thing, basically, that you need to have and keep doing to continue to be a success and have your business grow to the next level. One of the things we're going to do is, and let me know what you can offer for anybody that listens to the show tonight that may call. I know Christmas is coming, and believe me, you know, I've given gift certificates, spa and massage gift certificates for Christmas. And you don't have to worry about nobody being mad at you for the gift they got. So, you know, I'm more than sure if you got a wife, a girlfriend, a mistress, a boo, a wife and a girlfriend, and everybody, they would appreciate a spa day. So right now, what can we offer to anybody? And we're going to also post this again on, you know, the website or anywhere else on Facebook, that if they heard the show or they listened to the show or they heard about you from the show, what incentives, what specials can you offer?
Anyone that calls in and listens to the show, I'll give them 25% off all services and all gift certificates.
Okay. And so if anybody has any questions, concerns, they want to speak with Ms. Tamika, any questions about massage therapy, please give us a call at 917-932-1078, and press the number 1, and you can call in with a question for myself or for Tamika. And like she said, she's putting it out there, y'all. It's the holiday time. You know, make it easy. We make it easy for you, so you don't have to think about and go out and fight the lines and wonder what you can get. I guarantee you they won't be mad. All right, every business, you, like I said, I like all your drive, I like everything that you're doing, but there are other spas out there. You know, there are other people still growing their business. What separates Halo Sweet Stay Spa from your competitors?
Halo Sweet Stay Spa is going to stand out from the competitors because every service that you get from Halo will be a form of relaxation, from a brow wax to a facial or a massage. Once you step into Halo Suites Day Spa, you walk into a complete sensory heaven where time is completely left at the door. You got to come in. It's going to be the aroma that can relax you. It's going to be the visuals that you see that can relax you. It can be the music that will relax you. Every service is a form of relaxation. So that's why when we have the spa etiquette on the website, when you come into the door, we do ask that you turn cell phones off or turn them on vibrate, so you or someone else can get that greater form of relaxation.
Okay, but I think, you know, right now, if I say, well, you know what, I just looked out there, you know, massage envy. Then massage, you know, they right now prices, they much cheaper than most of these spas out here. Why wouldn't I go to one of them?
You're absolutely correct. You wouldn't go to one. It just depends on where you get the education when you go to massage NVRs. Then would you get that one-on-one when you go to them, or will you just be another walk-in massage or appointed massage? When you come into Halo Suites Day Spa, you become family with us. We're going to educate you. We're going to keep you informed. We're going to let you know what's good for you, what's not good for you. We're just going to just give you that overall education, give you that one-on-one time. You just won't be another number. We're going to follow up with you after your massage or after your facial to find out what's going on, what happened afterwards, did you enjoy it, to see what we need to do, if we need to make some changes if you're coming back into the spa. So it's just not that service that you'll get and we're going to leave you alone. We're going to follow up with you afterwards to make sure that everything is going in the direction that you expect it to go in.
Wow. And y'all, and like I said, that's big. If anybody get massages on the regular, that's big. You know, and I do. I get massages because, you know, I'm very undisciplined when it comes to stretching. You know, I'm very active in sports and working out, but I cannot force myself to stretch like I'm supposed to. So I get massages to kind of compensate for that a little bit. And believe me, when I do go to those places, like you said, I get no return phone call, no follow-up call. Hope I could get the same therapist every time. And it's like you say, I'm pretty much a number. You know, I'm pretty much a massage for the day. And the thing about me is I like to have that relationship with my therapist because I like to be stretched sometimes. You know, I like my therapist to know exactly the things that I need done. You know, so you didn't have to convince me, you know, but that was a point right there that showed me that you do separate yourself, you know, and people, you know, not just for the holidays, you know, take advantage of this. We got another business that's striving, that's doing the right thing, that's doing good business, you know, and so let's make sure that we support You know, we help. And like I said, if you don't get massages yourself, I guarantee you know somebody. So tell somebody else. You know, because the only way from this point through 2013 and beyond, we're going to get out of this so-called slump, recession, depression, funk, whatever you want to call it, is through entrepreneurship and small business. And we have to support one another. Because if you support this young lady and you get other people to support, she can hire more therapists. That's creating more jobs. You know, and so when we constantly talk about creating jobs and, you know, and waiting on the government, no. We've been waiting on the government all our lives, and they haven't come through for us. So what makes you think they're going to come through when things are even worse? So let's support one another. Let's utilize each other's services. You know, because you have no loyalty to those other services, if it's Massage Envy, if it's some of those other ones. So why not give her a chance?
Absolutely.
So once again, when these people call you to give you a chance, how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with Hannah Fee's Day Spa by calling 504-218-7456, or they can go to the web page at www.halosweetsdayspa.com. We also on Facebook at halo.sweets under Facebook. But they can always give us a call at 504-218-7456. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 7. And also, I just want to throw this out there and let everyone know that we do have a holiday special going on. If they decide not to take advantage of the extra 25% off, you purchase 4 gift certificates at $25 and receive a 5th gift certificate free. So you're getting $125 worth of certificates for $100.
Well, that's what's up right there. And a bargain. That's a bargain for me. All right, Ms. Tamika, so we truly appreciate you coming on the show from the basement to the boardroom, but not only that, just doing what you're doing and being positive and being a force in the community. So we truly appreciate you, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Brian, and thanks for having Halo Sweet Baseball.
All right, have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all, once again, you know, we do what we do best. We give information, and we give people an outlet to get their business out. And if you know anyone that's doing good business, that have a business, that want to be highlighted and profiled on From the Basement to the Boardroom, please have them reach out to me. You know, I'm on Facebook under my name at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, J-O-U-B-E-R-T. Please go to the L&B Tax Service fan page and like us. We're actually going to start a contest. If you actually on our fan page as a like, you could possibly win $50 cash money as well as an iPad. So you definitely want to make sure you go out to our page and like us because we're here for you. This is what we do. So make sure that you tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody about the Survival Radio Network and From the Basement to the Boardroom. So once again, thank y'all for all you do. If you don't listen to us until after the holidays again, happy holidays to you, and we'll definitely be talking to you next week. So have a good evening, and remember, we are one.
Yeah.